There are times when we have lots of responsibilities, that the responsibilities get to us. All we can think about is how much we'd like to be free from them, go off and be alone. And yet we can't. The responsibilities are there. At times like that, it's good to remember there's a lot of Dharma to be learned by meeting your responsibilities. And it's good Dharma to get you ready for the times when you finally do have some free time, to get off and be by yourself. Otherwise, you get off by yourself and things just fall apart. You can't handle the seclusion, because seclusion requires a lot of strength. So these are strengths to be developed. There's a list in the canon. That's four members. The list doesn't have a name. It appears in a very strange story. The Buddha is staying in a shrine, and the spirit of the shrine comes down and orders him out of the shrine. And so the Buddha goes out, and the spirit says, "Okay, come back in." The Buddha comes back in. This happens two times. The Buddha comes back in for the third time, and the spirit orders him out for the third time. The Buddha says, "No, I'm not going to go. I'm going to stay right here." Spirit says, "Okay, I'm going to ask you some questions. If you can't answer them, I'm going to throw you across the Ganges, split your head open." The Buddha says, "Okay, try." The spirit asks him some questions, and one of the final ones is, "What is the best set of dharmas to know?" And the Buddha answers with four: truth, self-control, stamina, and generosity. The spirit's impressed, and he takes the Buddha as his refuge. In the Dharma textbooks in Thailand, they call these layperson's Dharma. But there's nothing in the list indicated it's just for lay people, it's for monks as well. And as you develop these qualities in your daily life, they're going to be good in your meditation. The first one is truth, and that doesn't mean just telling the truth, it means being true. You make up your mind you're going to do something, you stick with it, you meet your duties. If there are things you're going to give up, you really give them up. This is a quality that the Buddha exemplified. You may know the story that he'd been dropping hints for Ananda to invite him to stay on. And Ananda just seemed to be missing all the hints, and so finally the Buddha decided to abandon what he called the fabrications of life, which meant that in 3 months' time he was going to die. There's a big earthquake. Ananda's startled by the earthquake and comes to ask the Buddha what that was all about. And the Buddha tells him what he had done. And then Ananda says, "Please reconsider." And the Buddha says, "No. Once I've given up something, I've given it up." So try to develop that quality in your life, that you realize that something is unskillful, something is harmful. And no matter how much you may like it, you realize you've got to give it up. So find some way to convince yourself that, yes, you're going to give it up, and then you stick with that. Similarly with things that are difficult to do, but you know are going to be good for you. You learn how to talk yourself into doing them. Notice there's an element of discernment here, the ability to psych yourself out, motivate yourself so that you want to do the things that are difficult, and you really stick with them. So this quality of truthfulness requires some discernment, some wisdom, that once you've made up your mind that something is worth doing, you keep at it, and you can keep talking yourself into keeping at it. You don't give in to the voices that say, "I've had enough," or "this is too much for me." That's one of the qualities that you can develop as you go through daily life. Second one is self-control. This primarily means controlling yourself when people do really irritating or provoking things, and you don't respond in kind. You keep your words under control. You keep your actions under control. Maybe your mind is racing with all sorts of great sarcastic replies to something someone says, but you realize, nope, it's not going to be worth it. You learn how to keep a lid on things. Now this means you learn how to not turn it into a pressure cooker. Again, you remind yourself that you're better off by not saying those things. Whatever physical pressure there may be in the body, realize that it's simply a matter of the anger has hijacked your breath. And so you take it back. Breathe calmly, breathe in a way that releases a lot of that tension that you're feeling. And for all the voices that say, oh, they're going to treat me like a doormat, they're going to treat me as if I'm nothing. Remember, those are voices that don't know the Dharma. And if there are people who look down on you for not reacting, okay, they don't know the Dharma either. Why do you have to show them what you're made of? You can actually show them you're made of better stuff than they are. So self-control is another quality that you need to develop as you go through life. Another good Dharma for daily life. Third quality is stamina. And it's interesting that one of the main discussions of stamina in the canon has to do with goodwill. When people come and irritate you, the Buddha says, remind yourself that your goodwill is bigger than they are. He says, think of it as being as large as the river Ganges, as cool as the river Ganges, as immense as the earth itself, as immense as space. And the people are irritating you are like someone who's trying to burn up the Ganges with a torch, or to make the earth be without earth by taking a shovel and pissing on the earth and spitting on the earth and digging a little here and digging a little there. In other words, learn to see their provocation as ridiculous, small, minor. You have more important things to do, which is to maintain your goodwill. Remember, as the Buddha said, like a mother would look after her only child, even to the point of sacrificing her life. You should look after your goodwill. And it's easy to do that when you can conceive it as something really large. In other words, something that you bring out in all circumstances. Because the trick to stamina and endurance is not to focus on the things that are irritating, but to focus on the areas where your strengths are, where things are actually going well. And you want to make one of your strengths goodwill. We often hear of goodwill, or the practice of goodwill, as being something soft and gentle. But you read about the Forest of Johns. And they regarded goodwill as a weapon, as a protection. There's a great story in John Lee's autobiography, where he's off on Tudong with a group of lay people. They're in a forest at the edge of the ocean. And he sees these huge clouds of mosquitoes coming in off the ocean. So he orders everybody to put up their mosquito nets. And he says, I'm going to fight these mosquitoes off with goodwill and with no holds barred. And the mosquitoes go away. So think of goodwill as a strength. And it's something really immense. And that helps your stamina stay strong. And finally, there's generosity. The realization that you do have things to share. If all you can think about are how you lack this and lack that, you become poor. Try to think about what you do have that you can share with other people, even in the midst of your responsibilities. It gives you a sense of wealth. It gives you a sense of inner worth. And that's all to strengthen your practice, because you take these four qualities and you can apply them to the meditation. You're true in focusing on your object. You make up your mind you're going to stay with the breath and abandon all other thoughts. Well, stick with that. Be true. And it's easier to be true in your meditation when you've learned to be true in your daily life. Self-control. Whatever irritations there may be in the surroundings around you, okay, don't react to them. Just let them go past. Stamina. You hold up against all the pains that may be coming as you're sitting here. Generosity. All the nice little thoughts you could be thinking right now, just give them up. When you've developed these qualities in daily life, they really help your meditation. So that when the times come when you can get away from your responsibilities, you've got the strengths you need in order to make the most of your solitude. So remember that it is possible to practice the Dharma in daily life, and it doesn't mean simply being mindful. It means there are qualities you bring up and you develop. You make yourself stronger, more resilient, more large-hearted, less reactive. These qualities will serve you well, both inside and out.